and welcome to Win Over Depression. I am your host, Tamara Trotter. This podcast is dedicated to those who suffer with a mental illness but try every single day to feel better. This podcast is also dedicated to those who are trying to better understand mental illness and find ways to get to a better place in their life. We are happy to be in 2024, and we know that during this year, we are going to get more. That's what we're looking forward to. Today, we'll be talking about self-love and why it is so important that we love every aspect of who we are. Loving who we are is foundational to our mental and emotional well-being. It's not just a feel-good sentiment. It is a fundamental aspect of living a fulfilling and meaningful life. I guess you're wondering why it's so important. It's important because self-love forms the basis of our self-esteem and self-worth. And these two concepts, self-esteem and self-worth, are oftentimes something that we struggle with because of our mental illness. Sometimes our mind is playing tricks on us when it tells us that we are not worthy, and that just is not true. When we love and accept ourselves for who we are with all of our flaws, we build a solid foundation of self-esteem, which means that it doesn't matter what other people think about us, as long as we are grounded in who we are and we know what is important to us, what our values are, and where we stand, no one should be able to shift us from that thought process. Because we are who we are, and we are each wonderfully made. When we build that solid foundation of self-esteem, we're less likely to seek validation and approval from external sources, and instead we derive our sense of worth from within. And I know that it is hard not to seek validation because one of the things that people want in their life is to feel appreciated and valued. But how important is it for others to value you? To me, it's more important that I value myself. And that value is going to govern my decision making, who I hang around with, who I allow to pour into my ear gate, and how I move about the world and absorb all of the information and knowledge that exist. Self-love fosters resilience in the face of adversity. When we have a strong sense of self-worth, we're better equipped to weather the storms of life. And that's another reason why when you have a mental illness and you face adversity, you do not feel as though you can weather what's happening in your life. And that causes you to sink into an episode of depression. So I want you to think about your own self-worth and how valuable do you feel that you are to the world and what you contribute. Remember, your DNA is unlike anyone else, and that alone sets you aside and makes you different. So I want you to always count on the fact that you are special in your own way. We are more likely to bounce back from setbacks when we have a strong sense of self-worth because we are more than likely to look at the setback, acknowledge it, and then figure out what else we need to do. How do we need to pivot? Do we need to go in a different direction? Do we need to seek counsel? Do we need to ask someone who has experience in this area to give us some guidance? So when we face a setback, it doesn't mean that we're never going to achieve what we set out to achieve. Because remember, when we feel like something is delayed in our life, it does not mean that it is denied. So just know that your self-worth is your secret sauce, what you believe about yourself, because it also influences how we interact with others. When we love and accept ourselves, we are more capable of extending that love and acceptance to those around us. It also fosters healthier, more fulfilling relationships that are built on mutual respect and understanding. You are not going to allow someone to burden you with their issues because your self-concept says that you are worth more than that. Moreover, self-love enables us to pursue our dreams and goals with the utmost confidence. When we are confident, when we believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can do, achieve, succeed, move forward, block out obstacles, run around challenges, and do all the things that people may say we cannot do, that is when we are in a situation that we are unstoppable. Because when we believe in our abilities, we're more likely to take risks because we bet on ourselves. We can step out of our comfort zone because we know that when we step out of our comfort zone, that is when and where the magic happens. So, when will you step out of your comfort zone? Because when we have self-love, we will pursue our passions wholeheartedly. It's also important to note that self-love is not about being perfect or never experiencing self-doubt, because no one is perfect. But what it is about is embracing our imperfections, acknowledging our humanity, and treating ourselves with kindness and compassion, especially in moments of struggle or failure. And this is very important because we often fail to treat ourselves with humanity because we feel sad or insecure about our mental health, and that makes us feel not worthy of love because we feel like we are a burden to our family and friends, and therefore the cards that we have been dealt have been given to us because we deserve it, and that is simply not true. The cards that we have been dealt are the cards that we have been dealt, but we must learn how to manage our lives with those cards. Because guess what? If you were given different cards, you may be worse off. And we want to just be mindful that when we have situations in our lives or cards that we have been dealt, let's figure out how best to play the hand of the cards that we have been dealt. In a world that often emphasizes external validation and comparison, cultivating self-love can be a radical act of self-care and empowerment. It allows us to live authentically, to live unapologetically, to pursue our passions and find joy and fulfillment in our lives. So please love yourself fiercely, unapologetically, and passionately because you deserve it. I know that sometimes you may not feel like you deserve it, but you do because you are wonderfully made. So I want you to figure out what can you do to improve your self-concept, and to love yourself more. write down three ways that you can love yourself more. And I never want to end my podcast without thanking you so very much for listening. You are and always have been the very best part of Win Over Depression. Thank you for following us and for pouring into our cup. Also, be reminded that we are now on TikTok at Win Over Depression, and we have a very special planner that was designed just for you. It is called the All About Me Mental Health Planner. If you go to TikTok and click on the link in my bio, it will take you there. There is a long video that you can watch explaining how to use the planner. But I know that this planner is going to help you in the area of practicing self-love, because that's what it's all about. And there is also a 30-day challenge that will enable you to get your mental health back on track. So I hope that you will pick it up today. Remember, it can be found on TikTok at the Win Over Depression TikTok site. And just click on the link in my bio and it will take you there. Please drop me a line and let me know how you are using it and how it is making a difference in your life. I will see you next Friday on Win Over Depression. Remember, giving up is never an option. Suicide is off the table forever, and we must all stay in the game of life.